Clash shortly. And then we will reveal which one of us will be first in the gunge tank, because Truth or Gunge starts today. Do we have any branding, Allard?
We do.
Is it under...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's TOG.
TOG?
Oh,
TOG.
I see. Truth or Gunge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Truth or Gunge.
Truth or Gunge. Do you know truth? Are you going to get gunged? In the cube.
Oh, God. Anyway, Allard, do you explain truth or gunge? Because it's all yours.
Well, it's not all mine.
Well, you and Matt Fincham's man, giving him the credit.
Yeah.
Arthur Christmas.
We've been working on this game. First of all, yeah, Disaster Mind, then Face Your Fears, and now the third part of that is truth or gunge. One person will be playing today. There'll be two gunge machines. You'll be in one.
Oh, I hope it's Tina who's turned up today in a dress.
And no spare clothes. And then we'll be playing up against a Radio 1 presenter. It's also going to be, they will reveal that person at 10 past 8. And the idea is, if you get the questions right, then the Radio 1 presenter will be gunged. If you get them wrong, it'll be you.
All right.
I say you, could be
who's,
me.
Who's playing today?
Don't know.
It's right, between. It won't be me.
Well, I went first last time, so it better not be me.
It'll be Tina.
Why?
Because it will.
Well, it shouldn't be.
And
because...
you haven't got any spare clothes.
Do you know who it is, Alice?
Do it.
No.
You don't know.
I can find out quite easily.
But at the moment, you don't know.
No.
Oh.
Well, it won't be me.
Why?
Better not be me.
Well, because I've not brought any spare clothes either, so I'm banking on it not being me.
It's like not having your pee kit.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Yes, so do I.
You have to do it in your pants.
Wow.
Behind that button there.
All right, well, I'm not going to listen to it.
So who's decided the order? Fincham?
Yeah.
Have we really entrusted this with him?
It's really worrying, the fact that he's got so much control on this.
Yeah. Arthur Christmas.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer again.
I know.
I can't. It's just Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
He's playing.
All this week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
Truth or Gunge.
Truth or Gunge.
Truth or Gunge.
So one of us today will be the first person to go into the gunge...
Tank.
Mm. It's going to be one of us versus a fellow radio and DJ. There'll be questions... truth questions to the Chris Moyle Show team member. Get 3 out of 5 right, you are safe, and the other person gets gunged. Get 3 wrong, and you will get covered in gunge. Now, it's either me, Allard, Tina, Dominic, or Dave. Now, I'm saying it won't be me on day one.
I have a theory that it will be me today.
Why?
Pourquoi? French for why?
Because on the last thing we did, which was the facial fears, they wanted to throw me out of an aeroplane. That's massive.
Yeah.
And I think they want to get me out of the way early doors on this one. And but I think...
I don't know what the connection is.
No, I don't.
I just don't... I think I'll just do it early. I think it'll be me.
There's no connection whatsoever, is there?
No, not really. I just think it'll be me.
Well, it could be Dave... but then it could be... I just hope it's Tina, because she's turned up in a dress.
I don't think it'll be me.
This is why it shouldn't be me.
With no spare clothes.
And if it is me, then I'm being picked on because I'm a girl.
Even though Matt... Well, no, it's got to be one of us.
Come on, Tina. Whatever.
Matt Fincham texted everybody yesterday going, don't forget, bring a spare pair of clothes, because one of you is going to get gunged. And I'm thinking, I'm going to take the risk, it's not me. If it is me, I'm doing the rest of the show in my gym kit, which I brought.
Well, I brought my spare pair of clothes, my old, unbranded apparel.
I have some branded leisure trousers.
I've got leisurely trousers.
We've got gaffer tape, don't worry about that.
Oh, great. Just in case we didn't look brilliant.
Tina, you've got nothing.
Don't have any old clothes, no.
You look at you.
Do you know what I mean?
I wear something once, I throw it away.
Nothing
washing
gets
machine,
old.
I don't think so. Wear them fresh, wear them new. So we had to reveal who is playing today. So we can turn on the webcams now, and people can watch us. Good morning, hello viewers. If you want to go and watch this now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go on the webcams and watch us live in the studio and see the look on someone's face when they find out that they potentially are going to get gunged after 8 o'clock this morning. Will it be me? Will it be Dominic? Will it be Dave? Will it be Tina? No, that's the holding page. Yeah, there you go. Who's pressing the buttons today? Dave. Again, how many times this guy... We may as well have Stevie Wonder pressing the buttons. All right, ready? Let's test Dave's finger control, pressing the buttons. Will it be Dave? Will it be me? Will it be Dom? Will it be Dave? Will it be me? Will it be me? Okay. Will it be Tina, but you can't really see her because she stood up? There she is. You can see the back of her.
Or me. I am playing today.
Or Alan.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about you.
Oh, yeah.
Or Alan. Or Dave. Or Alan. Or Dom. Or me. Or Dave. Or Alan. Or Dominic. Or Dominic. Or Dave. Or Alan. Or me. Or the holding page. There you go. It's like a workout.
Finger workout.
Yeah. So, hello. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I load up the jingle.
Yeah.
And I play the jingle.
So it's reveal on the jingle.
Of who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Well, I tell you, I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
Can I just say good luck, everybody?
Good luck. Good luck, everybody.
I love you, Matt Fincham. I think you've always been terrific.
It's too late now, Dom.
Alad. Dave. Dom. Tina crouching down into the shot that Dominic's on. Look, that went, there you go. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the live cam. You can watch us live. Let's find out. The person playing today is...
Playing Truth or Gunge today is... Dominic Byrne.
I knew it. See, I knew it.
Ah, damn.
Why couldn't it have been Tina?
Really wanted it to be Tina.
Me too.
She'll turn up tomorrow in, like, overall.
A boiler suit.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, Dominic, you go to the gunge tanks.
Yes, please.
Do we have a shot of them yet or not?
There isn't...
Oh, there they are.
Are they? Oh,
that
they
is
are
the
there.
Gunge tanks.
Ray is upstairs.
Now, what you can see there is the two gunge tanks with two chairs, like a waiting room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, in case there's a queue.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
So, the chairs will go in the gunge tank.
Yes, they will, yeah.
You will sit in one.
Right.
And somebody else will sit in the other.
Brilliant.
And they will ask you 5 questions, Dominic. If you answer 3 of them correctly, truthfully,
yeah,
you will be saved. And whoever your guest gunger is, gungee...
They
will be gunged. When do we reveal who that is?
We're going to do that after the 2 records after 8 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
So Dom will find out, but we will find out on air.
Right.
Once the cameras are up.
So when do I get my leisure trousers on?
You're going to read the news, and then you've got 2 records to get changed upstairs. Right.
At least you don't have to worry about washing your hair.
No, that's true.
We're joking, it's now! Look above you! Ah!
There you go.
So Dominic is going to be the first person to get gunged.
Dominic Byrne.
There you are. Dominic Byrne.
Oh, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Is there any way that you don't get gunged?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get the 3 points.
If you get them right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
You sit in the chair.
Yeah.
Well, so Dominic will sit in the chair, yeah. And it'll be Dominic and whoever, uh-huh. Grimmy, Scott, Westwood, yeah. Clive Warren.
Yeah.
And then they ask Dominic questions. And he'll go, oh my God, how do you know about that?
So, yeah,
Warren St. John,
yeah.
You get... And he answers correctly, or chooses to not answer.
So there's every chance that he could remain dry.
Yeah, he gets 3 of the questions right, he answers them correctly, he's safe, mm-hmm. And whoever's sitting next to him gets gunged. I'm glad that you...
That's how it works,
...worked it out. Lord.
It's or gunge. See, there's an or, there's an option.
Yeah.
It's not and gunge.
No. So Dominic is the first person to go in.
Great.
And hopefully get gunged.
Thanks, Bruno.
And we'll find out who you're playing against later, all right?
Yeah, thank you very
much. Truth or Gunge Day 1 with Dominic.
Truth or Gunge. Only on... on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Look at his face.
So he could stay dry then?
How are you feeling, Dom?
So at which point do they push him out of the aeroplane? I don't understand.
That's what they should do. They should gunge him and then push him out of an aeroplane.
All right, 7:54.
What are you laughing at?
Professor Green, read all about it. Well done, Professor. Number one again. Nice one. I am going to be in charge of Truth or Gunge today, the questions, which means I've...
You are?
Yeah.
What? How can you be in charge? I thought Fincham had to do it.
We've just revealed this to Chris. He's just found out.
So now that I'm not playing, Alan's gone, right, in that case, you can then be in charge of it.
Oh, terrific.
Which means I get to know what the questions are and what not and what's going to happen.
So have you seen all the questions then?
I haven't seen the questions yet, but I know a little bit more than you do.
There is some audio, and Chris has just listened to that audio doing that song. And Chris is laughing, which is a good sign.
Dave's just said, I'm looking forward to this now.
I am now.
No, because you're not playing.
Even though he doesn't understand how it works.
No, I do.
Truth or Gunge.
So, is there a chance that Dominic... Sorry. What?
Dom said that when I do my turn, that they're going to release Alsatians as well, but
they
I
are.
Don't believe it.
That's what I've heard them talk about.
It's not Truth or Alsatians, is it?
Oh, so you've got the questions. That makes it worse.
Why?
Because you're not like an independent adjudicator.
Grow up. Stop being such a baby.
Because you're not doing it, that's why.
Do you?
I got a message from Cher Lloyd, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Saying what?
Hey, Chris, it's Cher Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to say good luck, and I hope you don't get gunged too much. Love ya.
Oh, bless her. Thank you. Well, it's not me today, yeah. Cher. It's Dominic.
What about us?
She doesn't care about you. It's tough. All right, so Truth or Gunge coming up. Make sure you get to a computer. Go to the website and you can watch it all live.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio.
Watch on the webcams now. Boom!
Hello.
Hi, viewers.
Hola.
Hi, viewers. Hi, viewers.
Look how happy we are because we're not getting gunged today.
Look at Tina's happy face. Look at her. Look how happy she is.
That was miserable from 5 a.m.
Oh,
this morning.
Yeah, proper face ache.
Even Alan looks happy.
Do you know what? I'm not sure. I think I'm going to get out of the way. I'm hoping I'm tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, this is that tension every morning.
It's that horrible feeling every day.
All right. Tune in now to the webcams, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you can, get your laptop out and watch us live. It's time to play Truth or Gunge.
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
You know what's really nice as well? We get to watch the webcam as well, but obviously there's a slight delay of a few seconds.
So we'll hear the screams and then we can tune
in. It's on our screen there, look. You can see that.
What is?
Me talking, Div.
Yeah, right in front of you.
And there's you.
I don't want this to sound like, I don't know, a bit diva-ish. I don't like the way I'm lit.
Right. What's the problem with it?
Okay, I got it.
I don't think I'm very
careful,
well...
Careful, they're really hot.
I don't think I'm very well lit.
Is that better?
I mean, I know this is essentially more about Dominic now than me, but... no, not really. So, don't worry, it's fine, I'll cope.
I've got an idea, hang on there.
Yeah. I don't want it to sound, you know.
You're really well lit now.
Is that better?
You know, I can't see anything.
Looks good.
Yeah. I just covered you up with my jacket.
Turn off the lights.
Okay, it's time to find out who is sitting next to Dominic in the gunge tank. I believe we can go and say hello to Mr. Dominic Byrne, so let's go upstairs and say hello, Dominic Byrne.
Hello, Chris Moyles.
Oh, listen to that.
Listen to the quality.
I'm in a glorified shower cubicle and it's roasting hot.
We need to change the microphone. We've slightly panned the microphones left and right, but when you speak, it's like some Beatles record. It's flipping back and forth.
Okay.
So we'll just put you both in the middle. So you're in the gunge tank?
I am. Hello.
Hello.
You don't look very happy.
Do you know what? It's boiling hot. And I don't really suffer from claustrophobia, but it is a little bit claustrophobic. I don't like it very much, if I'm honest with you.
All right, well, we can see you on the webcams now, and we can also find out who is in the Gunge tank next to you. Let's reveal that by having a little look. It's Zane Lowe!
Wow. Yay!
Zane, what is wrong with you? Why would you even agree to do this?
I'll tell you why I agreed to do this, because they promised us three good solid chunks of your morning show and promotion of masterpieces. So that's why I'm here.
Now, I thought there must have been something you needed to plug.
Absolutely. Masterpieces, November 21st, 22nd, 23rd and 24th, 7 to 9 p.m. on Radio 1.
Have you revealed what the albums are yet?
Siamese Dream by Smashing Pumpkins. Oh. And then on the Tuesday, not forgotten already.
Oh, okay, all right. Then.
Something else brilliant.
Definitely, yeah. Maybe's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in there. There's Amy Winehouse in there, and there's also...
What's the other one?
What's that fourth one?
I saw the list the other day, and I can't remember what the fourth one is.
Oh, Dizzy Rascal, Boy the Corner.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Come in.
All right, so on the left is Dominic Byrne. On the right is Zane Lowe. They are in their own Gunge tank. So this is how it will work. We'll do five rounds. It's truth or Gunge. So what happens is I will read out a question. Zane just has to sit there and hope that Dominic gets three wrong.
Can I just say as well, there's an enormous amount of people tuning in on radio and watching television right now online who are just thrilled that I'm in the Gunge tank. Thrilled.
It's a dream come true.
If you get Gunge, Actually, I won't be disappointed with any of the outcome today, because if Dominic or Zane Lowe, it's all good.
Thanks, it's all good.
Okay, so I could sit and watch that shot.
It's beautifully uncomfortable, isn't it?
By the way, can we just say, I think Freya's on the camera upstairs. If you just pan down to the floor, Freya, and just show. So we've had to put protective wrapping. Look on the left. If you go to the left, we've wrapped up the sofa on the left.
Yeah, that sofa's worth a ton of money, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the shelves on the right we've had to cover up. It's
not
like, I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Dexter, but it's kind of worrying. All right, so
should we open the doors for the first couple of questions, or is the sound okay?
It's a bit echoey. You can open the door a little bit.
How's that?
We'll make sure it's closed for the actual thing.
Dominic.
Hi.
And Zane?
Hi!
That's nice, alright. Okay, so, are you ready, Dominic? Let's just play.
Truth or Gunge, round one.
Are those the buttons right there? Those are the Gunge buttons right there. Do you know which one is mine? Don't press that one.
Dominic Byrne.
Hi.
I've got a clip from one of your friends.
Okay.
Let me play this for you.
Hi,
Dom. It's Warrington John here, mate. Just thought I'd let you know that I've got a very embarrassing story about you.
So your friend Warrington John told us a story about you, Dominic.
Yeah.
Which involves you.
Yeah.
And one of your female friends who saw you in a state that you didn't want to be seen in. Do you want to guess what that story is? Potentially winning yourself a point, or would you like to pass and therefore give Zane Lowe the advantage?
I don't know what the story is.
If you guess and get it wrong, we're going to hear the real story.
So it was something about I was seen and I shouldn't be seen in that state.
John has told us a story about you, which involves you and one of your female friends who saw you in a state you didn't want to be seen in. That's all you get.
I don't know what it is. I honestly don't know what it could be.
No?
Do I have to pass?
Well, if you don't know what it is, then it's a no.
I don't know what it is. I generally don't know
what
it is.
Do you want to try and have a guess?
Was I like...
No, because if you have it... What am I helping you for?
Was I like... did I fall over after having perhaps one or two beers? Possibly, something
well,
like that.
Well, is there a story there? You can't...
Well,
if there is an incident, then...
Do you know, I can't think of anything.
No?
Honestly, I can't think of anything.
Oh, come on!
So that's a no. Would you like to know what the story was?
Do we have to do that?
No, the whole point of you passing is you don't know.
No, I don't want to know.
Well, you're out. Well, you missed a point. That's one point to Zane and none to you.
Okay.
Warrington John.
Well, what happened was, this year, Dom and his wife were going on holiday to the West Indies, but they were a bit worried that they were going to look a little pasty on the beach. So before they went, the morning of the holiday, they secretly went off and had a spray tan.
Dom, you didn't. That's true.
But unfortunately for them, a mutual friend of ours came knocking on their door the morning of the holiday and was absolutely shocked when they came to the door.
That's true.
Once she managed to stop laughing, she described the colour that they were as being like a teak colour. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's
your
cheers, John. That's brilliant.
Oh, I can't hear you. You've gone quiet.
He said, cheers, John. Okay. That's unbelievable. Thank you.
I think
and it was more of a golden bronze, I think, with the final words in it.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
All right, so that's 1 point to Zane Lowe.
Oh.
Now... Whoa. Easy, Tiger. One to Zane, none to Dom. Let's have round two.
Truth or Gunge. Round two.
All right, round two. Thank you, Anna. Dominic.
Hi, Chris.
We asked 30 people at Radio 1 if they found you annoying.
This is going brilliantly.
How many of them said, yes, I find Dominic annoying? Is it A, between 1 and 10 people? B, 11 and 20 people?
This is an easy one, Dom.
Or C, 21 to 30 people?
Right.
Well, how many people of Radio 1 out of 30 we asked found you annoying? A, 1 to 10. B, 11 to 20.
Dom.
C, 21 to 30.
Go on, make a game of it, mate. Aim high.
I'm going to go. It's going to be C, I would have thought.
21 to 30.
Yeah.
I can not reveal. Annoying,
but that's what he said.
I can reveal, Dominic. Only 8 people in the building said they thought you were annoying, which means that's another point to Zane Lowe. It's currently 2-0. Dominic Byrne, if you get the next one wrong... you will get gunged.
Right.
So I think from this point onwards, you should both close your doors.
Okay.
I think I might actually, you know what? I'm feeling confident. I might leave mine open.
Yeah.
All right, you leave it open.
Truth or Gunge. Round three.
Round three. Dominic, how are you feeling?
Really not good. Can I just say at this juncture, without betraying too much trust, I think the sell to me was, it's Dom. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Dominic.
Hi, Chris.
Here's a clip of you from your early days reading the news on Radio and Newsbeat.
Oh, no.
I would like to add, I've just listened to this clip during the last record. It's brilliant. Dominic's voice is nothing like his voice now or that of a normal human being.
Brilliant.
Here is Dominic.
This case raises a number of moral questions. Should someone have to change their looks to be accepted into society? And at the age of just 3, is it far too young to change your appearance?
What we're concerned about...
Dr. Hugh Henderson is a plastic surgeon. He's performed countless operations on people. He believes everyone should be given the same freedom of choice.
There's an argument.
But some believe it's just plain wrong to have to undergo medical treatment to be accepted into society. This is Newsbeat.
To be accepted into society.
He spoke to Professor Henderson. He had this to say.
He always had the voice, man.
I have a voice like this for no reason whatsoever.
That's horrible.
All right, here's the question.
That's how I thought you had to sound if you did the news.
Well, no, you don't.
That clip was you in 1999. Yeah. On that day, you read the news.
Yeah.
What big story did you cover?
Seriously, is that a question?
A... British Telecom investigating claims that staff at a 999 call centre in Cardiff jumped the queue for Wales-England tickets. B, a survey suggesting the modern wedding is so stressful that 1 in 4 couples do little more than sleep on their wedding night. Or C, Emma Bunton beat Jerry Halliwell in the race to number one. Now...
99.
You can't remember what the news was yesterday.
If you want any help,
yeah,
because Zane is sitting there feeling so smug that you can ask us what we would say if you want.
Okay. Would you honestly, after working with these people for this long, would you genuinely consider that to be help? I'm asking you on a mental level, like on a psychological level, as someone who does the news, who sees the everyday,
yeah,
right, the difficulties people go through. Would you honestly trust these people?
Zane, please. Behave.
I'm just
Zane.
Saying.
Mm. Just behave.
Be yourself, Dom.
Just be yourself, Dom. Yeah. Be confident, Dominic.
Okay. I'm going to say.
Yes.
If you're leading me down a path that I do not wish to go, then I'm going to have a word with you. I'm going to say B.
B.
Which one was B?
Yeah.
The survey wedding. Suggesting about the modern weddings.
Right.
B, I'm afraid, is right.
Yeah. Oh, lucky. You are lucky.
Which means it is now 1 to Dominic and 2 to Zane Lowe.
Can I just say I'm not the only one a bit stressed out here. Matt Fincham just paced the room as soon as he got one, right? Just paced the room because he knows if I get gunged, he knows what the other end of the bargain was.
Now, do we stop for the news?
Yeah.
Or do we keep going?
Stop.
Dominic, what would you like us to do?
I can't read the news from here.
No, I know. Tina will read the news for you.
Can she do it in Dom's voice?
No. And the news.
This case raises a number of moral questions.
That's right.
I'll try my best.
Well, he's stuck in a gunge tank. I'm reading the news.
Dominic will be back at 9:30.
No one should ever speak like that, ever.
What? Countless operations on people. He believes everyone should be given the same freedom of choice.
And we actually worked with you then. How did we not notice how ridiculous you sounded?
I sounded awful, but that's what I thought you had to do.
It's amazing that I thought you were good enough that I said we should have him on the breakfast show.
You actually handpicked him as your favourite broadcaster.
I know.
Ever.
I don't know what I was thinking. In other thoughts. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll come back and have the two remaining questions. If you get the next one wrong, you're getting gunged.
Yeah.
Okay?
Next one right, it all goes down to the wire.
By the way, if you enjoyed question number 2, you'll enjoy question number 4. That's all I'm saying. All right, thank you, Zane. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few seconds. Hang on there.
Truth or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC. Radio 1.
It's still not too late if you want to get on the webcam and tune in, because we'll do it after the news. Straight after the news, the final 2 questions, it might only take 1, and then Dominic probably will get gunged.
I'm enjoying this way more than I thought.
Me too. I'm having a great time. All right, let's do the news with Tim. And let's go back to our webcams.
Oh, here they come.
Hi, webcam viewers. I think we should just get straight back to it.
We should do, shouldn't we?
Truth or Gunge, round 4.
Look at that shot. Look at that. Oh, man, I wish you could see this. If you're in your car or whatever, it's 2 gunge tanks. Dominic on the left, Zane Lowe on the right, both sat on a little stool. And above their heads, if we can just have a little look up, is the gunge, which will fall down on top of either Dominic or Zane Lowe, one of the coolest men in the music industry on planet Earth. Look at Zane. Look at what a cool man he is. Even in leisure tracksuit bottoms, he is still cool. Zane, how are you feeling? You must be fairly confident that you're not going to get gunged.
I was very, very confident to the point where I kept the door open for the majority of that whole exercise. And then on the last question, it's like watching a sport. I felt it turn.
Yeah. Right.
I felt the game turn. I think the energy is now in Dom's gunge tank.
Well, it's 2 to you, only 1 to Dominic. Dominic, how are you feeling?
I am nervous.
Good.
During the news, a little bit of it dropped on my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a tiny little splodge, and even that was horrible. And that was a little raindrop.
It turned into, like, it just went down like that. It was like, he was like evil clown.
It was evil clown.
All right, well, let's do round 4.
Truth or Gunge. Round 4.
Dominic, get this right, and you are 2 points each. Get it wrong, you will get gunged.
I love this. This is brilliant.
I hate this.
Dominic.
I like this.
Dominic.
Yes. Yeah.
We asked fans of the show on the Chris Moyle Show Facebook page.
Yeah.
And on chrismoyles.net.
Yeah.
To describe you in 1 word. Out of 600 replies, the top 3 words were bald.
Yeah, go with that.
Yeah. Funny and annoying. Which word was the most popular? That is your question.
Well,
so,
I think
600 people.
Yeah.
It's radio, Dom.
Bald, funny, or annoying.
They can't see you, Dom.
I think.
It's radio.
We've proved now that I'm not annoying. There's only 8 people in the office found me, so.
He's thinking!
I think it's bald.
Zane, you think he's right, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the answer is.
I would have said that.
Can I just hang on, Chris? Sorry.
Yes.
If I'm wrong,
yes.
Will there be a sound or a warning that will happen before that is do those?
Of course, there will. to increase the tension.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Good. Bald is my answer.
Final answer.
Yeah.
You said
looks
the word
final to me.
Bald. If you get this right, it is 2 points each. If you get it wrong, you will get gunged.
I'm confident.
Zayn is confident. He's opened the gunge tank door. Dom, the top three words were bald, fuck.
Have you just gone?
They jumped the gun. They jumped the gun and gunged him. Without any say-so, it was the wrong answer, and Dominic is now... Dominic is now gunged.
My goodness.
It's going on forever! How much stuff is in there?
Oh, no.
That's a lot of gunge.
Oh, my God, he's drenched.
Hands up, who wants to see him get hit again?
He's absolutely drenched.
Wow.
Oh, my God, there it is again. There's so much of it.
This is the best thing ever.
Alan, get on the mic. Alan, am I right in saying you haven't tried this yet?
What?
Did you try this?
No.
Have you tested it?
No.
There's so much gunge.
That's incredible. I thought there'd be like a little bit of jelly-style gunge.
Oh, my God, look at it soaked. It's absolutely soaked.
Are you right, Dom?
Do you know what? It stinks.
Look, he socks everything.
Oh, wow.
Look at your laser trousers.
Have you got a spare
soaking.
Pair of everything?
Yeah.
It socks and whatnot.
Too funny.
Okay, all right.
That was great.
What was the answer?
Who cares? No, the answer. Sadly for you, Dom, the answer was annoying.
I think we should probably just go to the next one and see what would have been the answer.
No. I'm getting out. You're not doing that again.
Yes.
No. I think they've run out of guns. There's no guns left in the world.
Mm. Now hit them again.
careful, Zay.
The week done.
Okay, so question number 5, Dominic, would have been your tiebreak because it would have been 2 points each.
Yeah, we're done now.
Do you want to hear what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, it's really good. The question would have been, Dominic is a very agreeable person. How many times did Dominic agree with something I said during the first hour of last Monday's show?
What are the options?
Yeah.
There are no options, you had to pick a number.
So I said, what did I say?
Zayn said 12 and Dominic said 20.
20, yeah.
This is the audio of you agreeing with something I said during last Monday's show, the first hour.
Yeah.
And here it is. Radio 1 is like doing really, really well.
Really, really well.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. That's what happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It is small, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. Very cool, isn't it?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
About
something
right, isn't
like
it?
That. Yeah. You can't come near us for coolness.
Crazy rock and roll.
You two are sick. Definitely available for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right. Incredible. Brilliant.
32 times.
Hit him again! Press the button. Do it.
If there's any left, you can't. Oh, they did it again! Zoom in on it, zoom in. Let's have a look. He is drenched. That is shocking.
You are drenched. Poor you, dog.
Can I come out now, please?
No.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Zayn. Zayn, just close Tom's door. Just close it in 1 second. Zayn, have you seen the button? Have you seen what button you had to press? You should have a little look at that. Zayn has now got control of the gun. Dominic, how are you feeling?
We're done now.
Really?
We're done now.
I'm so angry. He's been gunged about 50 times.
Dom, you all right?
Yeah, we're done now.
That's it, we're out of gunge. There's none left for the rest
of
the time. Wow. Oi. Uh-oh. Come here.
Oh, Zayn and Dom are having a hug.
This is
Zayn.
Beautiful.
Dominic, well done.
Thanks very much indeed.
All right, see you in a bit. Well done. Oh, man.
That look was, at him. That
just
was
keep,
brilliant.
Just keep the camera on him. Just keep the camera on.
That is not a happy
he's
Dom.
Soaked. He's
Dominic,
soaked.
Are you happy?
Pardon?
Are you happy?
Very much so.
Did it go in your mouth?
Yeah. In my mouth and in my ears.
Oh.
And it smells a lot.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
And the Sony Radio Award for Best Gunge Feature goes to...
There's so much... Where does it come from?
I don't... Recycling.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's a pipe. Recycled!
Recycled gunge.
Oh, because I just thought there was like a tank of goo above
it
his head.
It up from the bottom.
Brilliant. Thanks, Alid. That's great.
It's... Oh, dear.
I stink.
Well, and you're annoying.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Dominic, well done. You're a good sport.
Well done, Dom. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, by the way, me... Dave, Tina and Alan are taking the rest of the week off.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow very much indeed.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yes.
Go and get showered.
Yes,
and
I will. Yes.
We'll see you after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, well done to everybody involved. Wow. And thank you very much to Zane Lowe, who's on tonight at 7 o'clock. The amazing Zane Lowe. Who enjoyed that a little bit too much.
Oh, he loved it. He wasn't just here, by the way, to plug his masterpieces week.
No, he was here to watch Dom get covered in gunged. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
I had no idea that there was going to be so much hit him.
There he is, look at him.
I thought it would just be one little spray and that's it. Okay, oh, gunge, there you go, Dom.
Do you think, do you think that he looks a little bit knocked?
Oh, he's well knocked.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
Look at his face.
He's got his I'm not happy face on, hasn't he?
Look at his face.
He's pretending he's all right.
He's
trying
to do that.
Oh, look at the state of him. Look. Oh, man. I tell you what, though. Your T-shirt goes completely cling filmy.
I tell you what, yeah.
I'm wearing a bra when I do mine.
I'm wearing a boiler suit.
It makes you think about the choice of colour. I would say that white,
I won't be wearing white.
And grey are not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Nope.
Black's probably the best thing.
Yeah.
I've got black.
I think I might wear a little waterproof
dark
jacket.
Colours. I'm going to wear a shower cap.
I might wear goggles. Oh, it was going in his mouth and everything.
Yes.
Oh, look, he's squeezing his socks out. Look. Oh, that's disgusting. All right, well, hopefully we'll get a video of that up on the website later in case you missed it.
How good was that?
It was the best.
Man, that was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
Zane Lowe, you loved that a little bit too much.
Gunging Dom was one of the high points of my life.
We were just saying, you know, the plug for Masterpieces was incidental. You enjoyed that too much.
It's true, but Masterpieces is happening November the 21st, 22nd, 23rd and 24th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
You know why he likes the Masterpieces so much? Because the features that you put
straight
down
pub.
And
then you go straight
and you press
pub.
Play.
Yeah.
You know this because you joined me down the pub last time, so don't act like
he presses play and sits with his feet up and reads the paper.
Yeah. I know. And we'll do it again, my friend.
Yes, my friend. I don't know why I'm
South African.
Yes, my friend. Yeah. Might throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, and that's Australian. Take that box.
Yeah, Kiwi. Mm. Australian. It's all the same to us.
Sure.
Zane Lowe, thanks very much.
That was wicked fun.
Thank you. All right, you off now?
Yep.
All right, he's off home.
Back to bed.
Thanks, Zane.
Bye.
See ya.
Zane Lowe, everybody. And Truth or Gunge continues tomorrow.
Truth or Gunge continues tomorrow. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
We're still laughing at the guns.
Is Dom going to come back or not? Or is that
he's out of the shower
day?
Already. And
he's going to be stroppy.
There is a picture now at Radio 1 Online, which is the moment that Dom first gets gunge. And the look on his face and the laughter from Zane is brilliant. It's such a good picture.
We got to get that video up today.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need the questions, do we? We just need that last question and then the gungeon. Yeah. That's all you want to see, don't you?
You just want to go straight to the game zone.
And it just happened again. Hit him again, said Zane. Yeah.
And then Zane took control of the buttons and then got him again.
So I just said to Alad, I went, you didn't test this, did you? And he goes, well, we knew it was working. But no, I physically didn't test it. So we thought it'd be like
thick.
blumungy,
yeah,
gooey,
yeah,
stuff.
Or like kind of slime.
Slimy, yeah.
But Matt did say it's water-based. It's very much water-based.
Oh.
Dominic was absolutely drenched. And when I say drenched, like he'd... It's like a shower.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I, like you, thought there was a little tank above his head. Therefore, there was only going to be a certain amount of water. And once it went. But I didn't realise it recycles it and pumps it up again.
So you could just keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
And Zane in his cubicle, dry as anything. I think he had the door open and he was just laughing. It's very wise, though, to open the door so no one can get you.
And jump out. I like that idea.
Good thinking.
We'll be doing that this
week.
I'm
going to employ that tactic as well.
At least Dom's got it over and done with now. We've still got... It's us next.
He's just going to laugh for the rest of the week.
He didn't look happy.
No, he didn't. He had his own proper not happy face on.
That'll do now. Enough. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, ha,
we're
ha,
done
ha,
now.
Ha.
Done.
It's when he goes, ha, ha, ha. Yes, okay, good.
Those questions are evil as well.
I know.
They are quite...
Here's a your mate told us a story about a woman. What is it? What? Yeah, Dom's going to come in now.
Fake cannon.
Yeah, I had no idea that he got himself...
We should say that he still smells a bit.
Okay.
Right. Here he is. Well done.
Yay. Well done, Dominic.
Hi, everyone.
You're a tremendous sport.
Hello.
Oh, it does smell a bit, doesn't it?
Does it? I've just had a shower.
Does it still smell it?
Oh, God, it stinks.
Yeah, you still smell it.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross. Dude, you need to shower again.
Seriously, it stinks. It kind of smells like chemicals.
What? Oh, it's really strong.
You're winding me up. hang on a sec. That wasn't gunging. That was
shower.
That was ridiculous. Was it meant to be like that?
Yeah.
Were you pleased with how that went?
We were.
I wasn't.
You're not.
No.
Did you get in your mouth? At one point, you just had your mouth wide open.
I got some in my mouth and some in my ears as well.
Were you pleased with how that went?
but on the television, when you get gunged, it lasts, 3 seconds and bye-bye. Off, and then you did it 8 times. Mm. That's just cruel.
In theory, it could go off forever because it recycles.
Tina is now realizing that actually this will affect her hair.
Hugely.
Yeah. Oh, what? Mm. Just a bit.
Oh.
I can't wait to see Tina in dungarees and a shower cap.
I am. I'm wearing a shower cap.
But you get completely.
Oh, my goodness me.
Have you seen that picture there of Zane at the moment?
That's good.
At the moment that the gunge hit your head,
Zane enjoyed himself.
He is struggling to control himself.
Zane very much enjoyed himself.
Mm. Well done.
I didn't smudge.
You do smell that.
Do I? Mm. I have honestly put tons of
shower. It's like a chemical smell.
There was a bonus clip which we never got to.
That newsreel, by the way, was awful. I do voice training for people and to tell them not to read the news like that. Mm.
This case raises a number of moral questions.
Yes, it does.
Pompous idiot.
Mm. This case raises...
Why was I talking
about... Should someone have to change their looks to be accepted into society?
It's horrible.
And at the age of just 3, is it far too young to change your appearance?
What
appearance?
Appearance.
Anyway, you've come a long way.
Baby.
You really have.
Okay, what's up now?
Because now you are the ultimate professional.
Mm. Oh, no.
You know those days when you're tired and you just want to go home?
Yeah.
And someone goes, oh, Dom, we just need to record a little trailer for Oddbox.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, okay, fine.
This is on a Friday. Yeah, this is true. It's a Friday. It's the last thing I do on a Friday before
you
I go home.
You are so professional.
Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. There's a brand new Oddbox to watch at the moment, which is nice. Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. There's a brand new Oddbox to watch. Why? What do I? I'm just really tired. I want to go home. Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. There's a brand new Oddbox to watch right now. It's our top 10 of all the week's weird videos. Look out for the... I can't do anymore. Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. How are you? Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne. There is a brand new Oddbox to watch right now. Look out for this week on there in our top 10 of funny stuff. A turtle and an orangutan predict the future and a turbo boost for skiers. I'm on the edge.
That
it's not
okay.
Funny.
That one was
our end. Oh, man.
That's the best one so far.
That's Stephen upstairs. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, that's the best one so far, definitely, yeah. That's the best one.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow now.
Yeah, I'm taking the rest of the week off. I'm doing a fern cotton.
Yeah, who will it be?
Oh, God.
Hopefully not me.
Hopefully not me. All right, that was Dominic getting gunged. Right. What I'm going to wear for this gunging.
Well, we're just saying off the air because we brought in spare clothes and I brought in some spare tracky bottoms and also another T-shirt. But looking at what happened to Dominic, that's not going to be enough because he was soaked straight through to his undies, his socks, all that needs thinking about.
I might not wear a T-shirt.
Really?
I might make.
I think that might be minging.
I need to make a request.
Okay.
I kind of need a day where I get gunged.
Oh, you mean?
Because I'm filming Thursday and Friday, and I think I'm at rehearsal on Wednesday.
So you need to be tomorrow then.
So I really need to be tomorrow, because if you make it Thursday,
yeah,
that means that I'm going to have a bag of gungy clothes sitting in the dressing room at Shepperton all day long. Which I know would amuse you, Alan.
Why
but
you
obviously,
just...
you know I wouldn't do anything like that to you.
Right.
You know.
But you could just give your soggy kecks to Matt Fincher to take home and wash.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust him with washing my stuff. Not a chance. No, sorry. That'd be really bad if I had to go and do the TV show stinking a gunge.
Yeah.
Alan?
It's not down to me.
Oh, come on.
Surely there's ways of manipulating it. I don't care when I go. You know me, Al. I'm easygoing. I'll just, you know, go with the flow, fit in wherever.
We always know when it comes to you and games, easygoing.
Yep.
Dave?
Yeah.
I'm thinking one of us is going to throw a wobbler this week.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think it's Tina.
I think somebody will go. I think somebody will say something along the lines of the following. Okay, enough now. Stop it. I reckon they'll be better. Or this. I'm not playing anymore. No, I'm taking this off.
Tina's tried twice.
I'm curious as to where the source material will come from.
To get out of it.
No. I mean, as in, you know, what will be asked about. By the way, did anyone else...
Oh, God, I just know they've called up Megan Fox and said, Megan, tell us some stories about Chris.
You know when it said about Dominic, we asked one of your friends. Did everybody, including me, know that it was going to be Warrington John?
I mentioned Warrington John before we did the feature.
Of course it's going to be, you know, of course it's going to be Warrington John.
But how disappointing that it turned out to be Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
Hi, Dom, it's Warrington John here, mate. Just thought I'd let you know that I've got a very embarrassing story about you.
And by the way, I think Warrington John is a very, very good friend of Dominic's, because I would put £1,000 on it that is by nowhere, anywhere near the worst story he could have told about Dominic.
But he's also got to be careful, because he knows that Dominic has equally silly stories about Warrington John as well.
Basically, and by the way, there's not too much truth. It's more you're going to get gunged or gunged, isn't it? Really, than truth or gunge. We asked somebody to think of a number between 1 and 1,000. What number did they think of? Oh, yeah, you got it wrong. Oh, hang on. Oh, you're laughing at. You'll get it as well.
I know.
We asked 100 people what they thought would be the favourite number of Dominic Byrne.
This case raises a number of moral questions.
Yes.
Should someone have to change their looks to be accepted into society?
Yes.
And at the age of just 3, is it far too young to change your appearance?
What we're concerned about.
I don't know. Is it far too young to change your appearance?
Dr. Hugh Henderson is a plastic surgeon. He's performed countless operations on people. He believes everyone should be given the same freedom of choice.
Do you know what the thing is, though? That Dom will hate this more than the gunge.
An argument.
But... Some believe it's just plain wrong to have to undergo medical treatment to be accepted into society. This.
It's that bit. It's the accepted into society.
I thought the gunge was bad, but then listening to my voice from more than 10 years ago was equally traumatic.
And then he finishes. That's the news. There's more later. Okay, how did that sound? I'm going for my lunch now. Anybody want anything from the cafe? Dave, a baguette, maybe tuna. Alan, what would you like? Oh my goodness, where's my wallet? I've left it on my desk. I must go and get it now. I'll be back in a moment with more of lunch orders. See you shortly. I forgot my wallet again. Honestly, I don't even know how I get out of bed in the mornings. Back in a few ticks. Toodaloo.
I think he secretly wanted to be Jeremy Vine.
Amazing.
Hi, honey. I'm home. Dominic, how was work? You know, I have to say, wife, it was fine. I read the news and everything was good. I see the children are ready for bed. Should I go and give them a bed night story? A bed night story?
A bed night story?
I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Now, children, let me tell you of the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Daddy, we're all right, honestly. Mm. Just, you leave us alone. Dominic just mouths me through the glass. Stop it now. Really? That's a red rag to a bull, that is, my friend.
This case raises a number of moral questions.
Yes, it does. Look, the first question being, what the hell is wrong with your voice?
I do think, though, that you're right about Warrington John, because I do think that he actually has other stories which are more severe.
Without a shadow of a doubt, we spoke to Warrington John earlier, who had this to say. I've got terrible stories. I'm not Dom.
Like a disease. Dom's not very agreeable now, is he?
No, he's not, is he?
He can be pushed over the edge today.
I think so. Shall we push him over the edge? Yeah. Just
oh,
for a laugh.
Slaphead, you're in a good mood.
I mean, in a way, it's good because this takes the edge off what's otherwise a depressing Monday.
What goes around comes around.
It's fine. I'm not bothered.
I see you've made shepherd's pie for tea, darling. Hmm, that will go down a treat. Maybe we treat ourselves to a glass of wine. It is Wednesday after all. What's on television? Hmm, the bill. Dominic, please stop talking like that. I don't know what you mean. Some wives would love a voice like this coming out of their husband. We spoke to people... Stop it. Stop it.
How's he looking?
This case raises a number of moral questions.
Oh, he's coming in. Here he is.
Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
He'll break the door down, Dave, and take you with him.
Oh, no.
Stop it immediately.
I literally can't stop him. He's come through like a madman.
Dominic Byrne had this to say when we questioned him about his voice.
You have to stop.
Why?
Because it sounds awful.
This is the funniest thing.
No, it's not. I don't know what I'm talking like.
I know that now they'll have a clip of me as a baby DJ going, okay, yeah, how you doing? Woo!
I don't know why I sound like that.
Should someone have to change their looks to be accepted into society?
It's better to change their looks than change their voice.
Oh, come on, I've been gunged. You can't then throw this at me.
The best thing is about it is it's like the clips of me when I joined Radio 1. It's like these are clips of Dom on Radio 1 reading news, but it's not from him from like his first radio station.
This is when we worked with him.
Here's my favourite bit.
It's just plain wrong to have to undergo medical treatment to be accepted into society.
Society. Society sounds like Moira Stewart. Mm. Oh, it's horrible. That is, Dave's right, that is as bad, if not worse, than being gunged.
So you hate that, more, don't you?
Yeah, just put on a silly news voice.
Are you genuinely in a bit of a bad mood now?
No, I'm all right, I just...
You had your I'm in a bad mood face on when you came out of the gunge tank.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what? That was a lot of...
You know that force.
Beer drinkers
smile.
Are being ripped off by brewers putting too much air in a pint. The good pub guy's Robert Unsworth says a frothy bevy isn't always what it seems.
Do you know the amount of people who come up to me and say frothy bevy or tweet me frothy bevy or something?
Brains, and beauty. Brains, and beauty.
That was awful.
That was your description of your wife, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Brains.
It's brains, vomit, and beauty. Yeah. That's what it is.
Brains and beauty.
Oh, that's awful. Just awful.
Mm. Tomorrow we'll be gunging somebody else on
good.
The show.
Yeah, good.
Peter's asked if you can read the 9:30 news in the 1999 style.
No, never, ever, ever.
Especially the weather.
No.
What if you do the weather like that at least? That would be very interesting for people around the UK.
I'll do the weather like that.
Last story?
No, not the last story. Mm. It's quite serious news today, but I'll do the weather like that.
It's quite serious news today.
It is.
Well, no, the news is serious every day.
Yeah, let's wait till the fun news day.
And finally, Snuggles the dog has been saved from a tree. Woof, woof. Here's the sport.
It's dreadful, isn't it?
Funny.
It's awful, isn't it?
Funny,
you should be proud of your past.
Yeah.
You know, we've not all that. Done stuff that weren't we've not all happy with.
Satan Rumford says, would you feel better with a nice frothy bevy?
Yeah, I probably would, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm going to phone Warrington John later as well.
You're right, though. He's got way worse stuff.
I want words with you, Warrington John.
Hey, what's your problem?
But also, as I say, it's damn his limitation, though, because he knows that you have stuff on him. Exactly. Like when he set fire to his neighbour's house.
Yes.
That's not a secret, isn't it?
Alan!
And the weather. Cloudy and damp for most parts of the UK.
Come on, Dom.
Where
is Come on, really? Sweetie.
Switch the music off. Now, do you need to get into it? I can remind you of that.
No, you don't
need
to remind me.
It's not a problem.
Get into character.
This case raises a number of moral questions. Should someone have to change their looks to be accepted into society?
Dreadful, isn't it?
Beer drinkers are being ripped off by brewers putting too much air in a pint. The good pub guy's Robert Unsworth says a frothy bevy isn't always what it seems.
Okay, I think I'm in character now.
Yeah, sure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want music? Or
I can do
that. Oh, you're going to do that. Okay.
All I want you to do is concentrate on the voice.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. And now here's the weather with Dominic Byrne from 1999.
And the weather, cloudy and damp for most parts of the UK. The best of the weather will be in the northwest of England and southern Scotland. Top temperature 13 degrees today. Awful voice, 9:37.
Beautiful. That's lovely.
Never again. Awful.
Well done, Dom.
Who's going to get gunged tomorrow? Not me.
Well, I'm hoping it's me.
Are you? We'll get out of the way.
I've got TV for the rest of the week. So I'll be sitting there with a bag of drenched clothes. I think I might take myself on a little trip to cheapy clothing shop and buy T-shirt, tracky bottoms, pants, and then just bin it all.
Yeah.
Although I'm thinking, looking at Dom's moobs when he was soaked, I'm thinking, God, if I can see Dom's moobs.
Have I got moobs?
I'm going to look like Jordan.
Really? Notes I've got moves.
Am I? Can I wear a jacket?
I don't know what the rules and regulations are. Nominate Allard.
No waterproofs, apparently.
I might wear a bra.
And no hoodie. I wanted to wear my hoodie, but you weren't allowed
to. You're not allowed to.
Yeah,
no, yeah, but a jacket's not a hoodie, right?
No, you can't wear a jacket, though.
Continue to wear a shower cap.
I want to wear a shower cap.
Well, no, because I wasn't allowed to wear a hoodie.
Do you know what? Yeah, I suppose rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Oh. So no jacket for me.
Yeah.
No hoodie for Tina.
No cap for me.
Yeah, which, again, my favourite Bob Marley song.
Mm. Yeah.
No jacket for me. No shower cap for Tina.
Yeah.
That's my Bob Marley impression.
Yeah. It's very good.
It's like it's like he was back from the grave.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
And then Dave, obviously. I mean, Dave, you don't want to be ruining your expensive clothes with this gunge business.
This is true. This is why I've got to choose what I wear very, very carefully this week. I'm keeping all of my good stuff.
Apparently, Matt Fincham saw Dave on last Friday and he went, Dave, we're not doing gunging today. Why have you come in all those cheap clothes? What?
He can talk.
Or as Alan calls them, value.
Yeah, they're not value
pants.
They're not value pants.
You should wear your value pants. They're not value pants. You get gunged.
They are. They're not. How rude.
Dave's properly narked to this.
Yeah,
they are. They are not value pants.
Did you get them in a massive multi pack and I'm like, of 20?
I don't know. I think my mum bought them.
Oh,
she always buys me underpants for Christmas. Makes up the fact that she can't think of anything else to buy me.
So every year, do you go, pants, yay!
Pants and socks.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be more gunging tomorrow, and I don't know who it will be. What date is it today? 7th of November.
Yes.
Is it too early? I don't think
for what?
Is it? It was very, very funny, and there'll be a video online later for you to watch.
Make sure you have a look at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Somebody else will get guns tomorrow on the show. Do not miss it, just after 8 o'clock. Sarah Cox is next. Have a good day. Goodbye, Northern Ireland. Neighbours is next.
Hello there, guys. How are you?
Oh, no, Sarah.
It is great.
We're tremendous.
Sarah's got Dominic Byrne-itis.
Sarah, you can't do that.
I'm not doing anything, Dom. I just thought I'd come into work and talk like this.
Oh, sorry, I got a bit Clarkson there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Hey, at least you're done now, though.
Yes. There is a nice sense of relief now. Yeah.
You still got gunky ears?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And I've had a shower, but I think I may still smell ever so slightly.
It still smells like a portaloo.
Mm.
Oh.
It's pink liquid, and it's not nice.
You know, when you were saying that, because we thought it'd be more kind of gooey.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's more, it's just like very, very liquidy.
Yeah, it is. But it is a bit gooey.
This case brings up a number of questions.
This case raises a number of moral questions.
No, damn it. Not that.
I was late for work because we just arrived outside of school and I was dropping Lola off. And yeah. She's like, please let me wait and see if Dom gets gunked.
And then you
went to the news. So we didn't listen to the news. We had it on, but I did a bit of general knowledge with her.
Yeah, good.
Because she's got a test on Wednesday. Oh. And then at the end, we got straight back to the gun because she listened and she had a lovely time.
Oh, you remember any of the questions you tested? Mm.